News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Dale Forbes. Damage assessment and cleanup are underway in Pottawatomie County. Emergency Management Director Chad Larman says the storm developed quickly with isolated damage.
But we have seven structures that were damaged. One of those was in Dale, and then some other was just south of our 177 and Acme Road. Numerous downed trees, power lines down.
Larman says his team will be watching for additional storms expected to come on Saturday. A bill on the House floor would prohibit the state from enforcing mandates from the World Health Organization, the United Nations, or the World Economic Forum. Representative Rick West explains why we need to do this.
To make sure that the state of Oklahoma is sovereign, and into that the people of the state of Oklahoma have freedoms.
Prohibitive mandates would include subjects like wearing masks, vaccines, medical testing, and gathering public or private information. The U.S. Department of Education has changed Title IX rules to include a prohibition on sex discrimination to include sexual orientation and identity. That conflicts with Oklahoma's school bathroom law, so State School Superintendent Ryan Walters has ordered all school districts to ignore the federal civil rights law.
We've already heard back from a lot of districts that are very pleased that we stood in front of them in this dictate from the federal government.
Catherine Oakley is the Senior Director of Legal Policy for the Human Rights Campaign, an LGBTQ advocacy group.
If Oklahoma schools do not comply with federal civil rights law, it is choosing not to invest in the future of Oklahoma. It is investing in the political future of Ryan Walters.
And the House Agriculture Committee has greenlighted the bill to create the Industrial Hemp Task Force. The measure also would have the state follow guidelines on hemp production in a new farm bill. Congress is being asked to allow a slight increase in THC levels in hemp to allow a greater variety of seeds to be used. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Dale Forbes.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed expectations. To learn more, visit Hillary.com.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.